live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the three school campus project in Buncrana receives initial project approval. We'll hear from a local councillor and ETB member. The government agrees to take in 500 additional Ukrainian refugees from Moldova at a special online cabinet meeting chaired from Washington by the Taoiseach. A member of the Iroquois Transport Committee, meanwhile, calls on Ryanair to provide flights free of charge to Ukrainian refugees in Eastern Europe. A local bus company says they're trying their best not to put up prices for their customers. They're urging the government to step in with a support package, and the HSE says it's working with management at Letterkenny Hospital to deal with the COVID crisis. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with progress in the ongoing campaign for the three school campus project in Buncrana. It's received initial project approval. Commenting on the news, the Agriculture and Marine Minister Charlie McConnellogh says it's significant, and a design team will soon be appointed to oversee the project's design. The three schools involved in the project are Crana College, Gael Coloshta Cinel Éin, and Gaelscoil Buncrana. The project includes a shared education campus situated at Causeway Road with an 8-classroom primary school and 2 special education rooms in the Gaelscoil, and an 800-people post-primary school with 4 special education rooms for Crana College and the Gael Coloshta. The project is under the Department of Education's large-scale capital programme. It follows on Bord Pleanála's approval of a compulsory purchase order for the site. Initial project approval means the project team can now work to appoint a design team. Local councillor Rena Donaghy is also a member of the Donegal Education and Training Board. She says this is significant.
This is, as you say, the initial project approval, which is an important step in the right direction. So this just means now that a design team will be appointed to oversee the project from here on, to design it. And then it will be overseen by ETB and CC. So this is the initial stage, if you like, in the journey and the step forward. So this is good news.
You did have some concerns about discussions between the landowners and the ETB and ultimately the department in terms of the CPO, in terms of the money and so on. Have those issues been addressed to your satisfaction? Is it all systems go as far as that's concerned?
Well, they are now engaging. They have been engaging, and I'm happy with that. Now, there's still a distance to go, but at least they are engaging, and that's important because that needed to be done.
We know that once a design team is appointed and documents are produced and plans are produced, it can be a long and torturous process to go through the remaining stages. Are you confident that this will be expedited and this won't go the way of some other projects we've seen in Donegal where they've dragged on for years?
Well, even if it is expedited, it's still going to be... it's not going to happen overnight. Like, this is going to take a few years because the design team now... will be appointed. It takes a bit of time to appoint them. They will actually do the design. Then we have the planning and all that to go through. The planning takes a bit of time as well. The planning will take probably the guts of a year, you know. But at least this is great news. It's the initial step, and things definitely will be progressed as quickly as possible from here.
And that was Councillor Rena Donaghy there. Confirmation that the three school campus in Buncrana has now been given initial project approval. A design team will now be appointed and work on design and plans will get underway shortly. A security alert at Fawn Street in Derry ended this afternoon. The PSNI confirmed the street has reopened and all residents have returned home. Also in Derry, a 6th arrest has been made by detectives investigating the murder of journalist Lyra McKee on April 18th, 2019. The 26-year-old man detained under the Terrorism Act was brought to the serious crime suite at Musgrave Police Station in Belfast. 5 other men, a 54-year-old, a 41-year-old, a 20-year-old and 2 21-year-olds who were detained this morning also remain in custody at the Musgrave station. The government has agreed to take in 500 additional Ukrainian refugees from Moldova. A virtual cabinet meeting this afternoon also heard work has begun on identifying sites for modular-built homes to house refugees. Taoiseach Micheál Martin said part of the work is making sure there are strong checks on anyone offering to take in Ukrainian refugees to their own homes. Micheál Martin chaired the meeting from Washington, D.C. He said Ireland wants to do more to help people hit by the crisis.
Cabinet also decided to accept 500 refugees from Moldova, Ukrainian refugees who have fled into Moldova, given the enormous pressure Moldova is under at the moment. And we will be taking those refugees in towards the end of this week. And that's in addition to those that have come in already.
Well, the Taoiseach says he's deeply disturbed and saddened by the killing of Irish citizen and journalist Pierre Zazryski and one of his colleagues today in Ukraine. The Fox News cameraman was killed in Horinka outside of the capital Kyiv when his vehicle was hit by incoming fire. Micheál Martin said his thoughts are with their families, friends and fellow journalists. He condemned what he called the indiscriminate and immoral war by Russia on Ukraine. A member of the Oireachtas Transport Committee is calling on Ryanair to provide flights free of charge to Ukrainian refugees in Eastern Europe. The ambassador of Ukraine to Ireland says she's written to Ryanair about the airline increasing its fares for flights from Poland to Ireland. Senator Jerry Horcombe, who was speaking at a sitting of the EU Affairs Committee earlier, called on the airline's chief executive, Michael O'Leary, to do more to support those fleeing war.
I think we would appreciate that if Ryanair could say, look, on this occasion, on this traumatic war situation, that they would say to the governments of Ukraine, but equally of Poland, of Romania, of Moldova, and various other countries close by, that they would fly services at zero cost or at minimal cost, preferably zero cost, to bring people out of these countries.
A local bus company says they're trying their best not to put up prices for customers and are backing calls for the government to step in with a support package. It's after a new survey revealed 95% of school bus operators say they can't guarantee a service up to the end of the school year in June because of spiralling fuel prices. It's thought an immediate VAT cut on fuels 9% would help. But Melissa McGettigan, a director of McGettigan Travel, says that would only be a short-term measure.
I can't see it helping long-term. I think it's a quick fix for now, but, you know, the figures are just, it's not looking good at the minute. People just think, you know, it's diesel. There's a lot of hidden costs when you're running the bus company. You know, you're trying to, like, we be off in the summer. The schools obviously don't be working in the summer, so we have to build up what we have now to get us through to the summer. You know, we have maintenance, we have our insurance, you know, everything still has to be paid during the summer. And this year, the diesel costs just far too high. You know, we're just, it's more going out than it is coming in at the minute. We're trying our best not to put up the prices for our families. I mean, everyone is struggling at the minute. I mean, even look at the coal prices, the fuel prices, everything has gone up. So we're trying our best not to, but, you know, we just need a bit of help.
And that was Melissa McGettigan. 16,019 new coronavirus cases have been notified to the Health Protection Surveillance Centre. 6,284 positive PCR tests and 9,735 positive antigen tests that were logged on the HSE portal yesterday. As of 8 this morning, there were 1,047 COVID-19 patients in hospital with COVID-19, 42 of them in ICU. Well, the HSE says it's working with management at Letterkenny University Hospital in a bid to deal with the COVID crisis which is being experienced there. Latest figures show 11 wards affected by a COVID outbreak, with over 80 COVID patients being treated on site. A visiting ban also remains in place at the hospital. The Director of Public Health with the HSE Northwest, Dr. Anthony Breslin, says there is still major concern over how the upcoming long weekend will put further pressure on the facility.
It's very understandable that people go from nothing to everything, as it were, from outside the hospital, inside the hospital, trying to get that across. And I suppose we are waiting for an increase in community cases this week with the St. Patrick's Day holiday, because this is the first public holiday that people have had free of everything, as it were, since this time 2 years ago.
Five houses, two businesses and one yard and shed have been searched by the Criminal Assets Bureau in County Sligo. Cannabis documents and storage devices were seized this morning, while €85,000 has been restrained in financial accounts. The CAB says the investigation is focused on the assets and activities of people believed to be benefiting from and laundering the proceeds of crime. No arrests have been made. The High Court has heard a barrister charged with murdering a man on his farm in Dublin last month allegedly deliberately shot the man's dog first. The allegation was heard during a bail application for Dermot Phelan, who was accused of shooting Keith Conlon on his land at Kiltalone Lane in Talla. Court's correspondent Frank Graney has this report.
Following his arrest, Detective Garda Mike McGrath claimed Dermot Phelan said, "I shot him. The minute he was hurt, I stopped." Detective McGrath said it would be alleged that Mr. Phelan shot Keith Conlon in the back of the head with a legally held revolver just a few minutes after he's alleged to have deliberately shot Mr. Conlon's dog with a licensed rifle at Hazelgrove Farm in Talla. During a Garda interview, the court heard Mr. Phelan claimed he shot the dog after spotting it alone behind a bush on his land, apparently loose, he said. He said three men then exploded out of the bush and he retreated, and despite his warning for them to stay back, he claimed they continued to advance towards him, so he reached for a revolver in his pocket and shot into the air. The barrister, who is also a law lecturer at Trinity College Dublin, said he was stunned when he saw one of the men go down.
Gardaí have renewed an appeal for information over a weekend robbery in Letterkenny. The incident happened in the Long Lane area of the town in the early hours of Sunday. It happened at around 4:30. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
A man had returned home from work and had parked his car, a 02LH Silver Yaris, when he was approached by a man demanding he hand over the car key. He was then assaulted by the man, who drove the car away in the direction of the Long Lane. The man sustained injuries, none of which are believed to be life-threatening, but required medical treatment. The stolen vehicle was later recovered by Gardaí at Kirkstown Letterkenny shortly after 6 a.m. The offending male was wearing light-coloured trousers and a dark-coloured top. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have observed him in the area of the Long Lane early on Sunday morning to contact them. They're also appealing to anyone who believes they may have captured the male in question or the car on dashcam footage after it had been stolen, being driven in or around the Letterkenny area, to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny.
The local post office in Carndonagh has been targeted in a weekend burglary. The incident happened on Church Road in the early hours of Saturday morning, between, it's believed, 3:08 and 4:50. A window of the building was smashed and the driver's window on one of the post vans was smashed. An attempt was made to smash a window on a second van. It was unsuccessful. No entry was gained into the building itself. On the Community Garda slot on today's 9 till noon show, Garda Gráinne Doherty gave this description of the suspect.
So the offender has been captured on CCTV, and he is described as being 5'6" to 5'10" inches in height. He's of stocky build, possibly wearing glasses, wearing a light grey hoodie. The hood was up, and he wore a dark coloured jacket over this hoodie. He wore jeans, dark trainers with white markings and a white sole. So he approached the area from the direction of a nearby filling station at approximately 3:08 a.m. captured in CCTV there, and then he left the area in the direction of the Diamond, Carndonagh, at 4:50 a.m. so he was in there for quite some time, you know, and around the premises. So anybody who may have travelled within Carndonagh town and had a dash cam between maybe 2:30 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. if they could make that footage available to Gardaí and they can download it and view it themselves, then we would appreciate that.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with horse racing. Rachel Blackmore has described Honeysuckle as a once-in-a-lifetime horse. Together, they claimed back-to-back Cheltenham champion hurdles today. Dennis Kerwin has the details on the results of the day one action at Cheltenham.
The brilliant mare Honeysuckle made it a perfect 15 wins and 15 starts, and in doing so became the first mare in history to win the champion hurdle on two occasions. Henry de Bromhead and Rachel Blackmore combining once again to win back-to-back renewals of the race, and the Wonder Mare now joins the list of Cheltenham's all-time greats. Honeysuckle struck the front between the final two flights, and Rachel Blackmore powered her up the Cheltenham Hill to beat former champion Epitant by four lengths, with Zanahir running a cracker in third. And racing being a game of massive highs and lows, Rachel took a crashing fall half an hour hour later when Tell Me Something Girl was brought down when going well in the Mayor's Hurdle, eventually won by Marie's Rock. There was a great start for the home team when the Nicky Henderson-trained Constitution Hill was the very impressive winner of the Supreme Novices Hurdle at odds of 9-4 joint favourite. Dysart Dynamo, the other joint favourite, fell in the closing stages, and Nico de Boinville kicked for home and ran out a 22-length winner over John Bon, with Kilcrut filling the places. And the Arkle Chase was also won in style by the Alan King-trained 5-2 favourite Edward Stone, ridden by Tom Cannon. Edward Stone winning by just over 4 lengths from 25-1 shot Gavin Acko, trained by Gavin Cromwell, while Blue Lord came home in third. The Ultimate Chase also produced a British winner in Corrick Rambler at odds of 10-1, but it was the Wondermare Honeysuckle who brought the house down at Cheltenham. At the Cheltenham Festival with Paddy Power News, the place for all your festival tips, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
On to football, Manchester United's bid to reach the quarterfinals of the Champions League continues tonight. Ralph Rangnick's side welcome Atletico Madrid to Old Trafford after a 1-1 draw in their first leg meeting 3 weeks ago. Elsewhere tonight, Ajax and Benfica resume their tie level at 2-2. Both games kick off at 8 o'clock. Mo Salah is set to be available for Liverpool's Premier League clash with Arsenal tomorrow. The Egyptian will train today, having recovered from a foot problem. Liverpool can cut the gap to a single point to leaders Manchester City if they won at the Emirates. Middlesbrough have called Chelsea's request for their FA Cup quarter-final tie to be played behind closed doors both bizarre and without merit. The Premier League side believe the game should be played without fans in the interest of sporting integrity because they're not allowed to sell any away tickets. Borough Chairman Steve Gibson says the words Chelsea and sporting integrity don't belong in the same sentence. Christian Eriksen has been included in Denmark's squad for the upcoming games against the Netherlands and Serbia. The midfielder made his return to football with Brentford earlier this month. Eriksen suffered a cardiac arrest while playing for his country at Euro 2020 in June of last year. Michael Duffy has been hit with a blow on his return to Derry City. He is set for a lengthy spell on the sidelines, having suffered a fractured tibia in Monday's win over Drogheda United. Duffy came back to his hometown club after a successful number of seasons with Dundalk, but was unavailable for the opening games through injury. He was launched from the bench for his first game in a Derry jersey in almost 7 years last night, but unfortunately lasted just 10 minutes. A club statement this morning confirmed the extent of the injury, and Derry are now looking at a treatment plan to best manage his recovery. Well, the Candy Stripes go into Friday's top of the table clash with St Pat's, unbeaten with 3 clean sheets on the bounce. Jamie McGonigal scored both goals last night. That's now 4 in 5 games for the striker. Shane McAlaney assisted in the first goal. He says McGonigal can be one of the best in the league.
I think Jamie, if he has a wee bit more belief in himself, can be one of the best strikers the League of Ireland has ever seen. So I know that's a massive statement, but he's so young yet, like, and you can see every time the ball falls to him in the box, he thinks something's going to happen. He's a great striker of a ball, and his movement, and that's good. So, but the thing we noticed from the start of the season, he's starting to use his body well and get into good goal-scoring opportunities, and he's causing defences havoc. So long may it continue, and he's on a good run for us at the minute, you know.
Finn Harps will go to Shelburne on Friday night, still in search of a first Premier Division 1. The Ballybuffet side lost 3-1 on Monday to Sligo Rovers, a result which has kept Harps in the bottom two. Conor Turie says they need to improve for the Shelburne game.
It's kind of the teams you need to be getting the results against. It's the last game now before the international break. You know, like we've a break then for a week, so you know it's important now to kind of try and get the first win on the board and, you know, try and kick on from there. Just the 5 games so far, I know, you know, the results don't show it, but I think we haven't deserved to kind of get the games to end the way they did. We were in the games up until kind of the first goal in all the games, and, you know, if not on top in a lot of them. So the sloppy goals, it's kind of the mistakes and stuff we need to cut out, and hopefully if we put one or two up on the other end, then we might start to kick up the table and just...
And there's more from Conor Turish, available in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. In the FAI schools, Dr. Tony O'Neill Senior Ulster Cup final today. There was victory for St. Eunan's College of Letterkenny. On the decider, they defeated Carndonagh Community School by 3-1. And finally in golf, Sweden's Henrik Stenson has been named as Europe's captain for next year's Ryder Cup. He was vice-captain to Padraig Harrington when the team was thrashed by the United States last September. As Europe looked to regain the title, Stenson can't wait to lead the team in Europe.
I'm delighted to take this position. Yes, it might mean that that my own playing career as a Ryder Cup player is over, but if that's it, I go out on a nice win in Paris in 2018, and I look back at those memories over the years.
Tom Henrik Stenson, the Ryder Cup captain for the next event, which takes place in Rome. That's your sport, Donald.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. A bag containing cash has been stolen in Lifford. The theft happened on Bridge Street on Monday last between 20 to 4 and 4 in the afternoon. A green and black Fortnite school bag, it contained a sum of cash. It was taken from an unlocked white Vauxhall van. Gardaí are appealing to anyone that was in the area with a dash cam to make that footage available to them. Anyone with information is being asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. Work has begun on the installation of 6 additional public lights toward the boxing club and Barrack Hill Town Park in Carndonagh. Councillor Albert Doherty has welcomed the work, which was sourced under the County Council's Public Lights and Minor Infrastructure Scheme. He says Airtricity representatives are also visiting a black spot between Simpson's Pedestrian Bridge and Carraria Road Junction to examine the need for public lighting there. A number of schools in Donegal are taking part in a Healthy Oceans project. It's designed to raise awareness and engagement about the ocean in schools and also in local communities. With more, here's Daniel Brennan.
The Explorers Healthy Oceans project aims to help primary school children to learn about the ocean and how they can take action to improve the ocean's health. The project is run by the Marine Institute, as well as the Leave No Trace Ireland organisation, which will help roll out the project to 2 Donegal primary schools, Scullyseagan in Buncrana and Scullcullum Kill in Glengad. Patricia Orme, the director of the Marine Institute, said that through the Healthy Oceans projects, the Institute hopes that the school children and their wider community will gain a greater appreciation of the importance of the ocean, as well as an understanding of the significant impact of the ocean on our daily lives. Both schools will also now be in with a chance of winning a Marine Institute Explorers Ocean Champion Award this June. You can find out more at their website, explorers.ie.
Looking at the weather forecast, and it will remain clear this evening with a moderate to fresh southerly breeze. Some scattered showers, but tonight it'll be mainly clear, just a few showers around. Cold with frost forming as temperatures drop to between -1 and +1 degrees Celsius. Winds light and variable overnight, so patches of mist and fog will form. Any frost will quickly clear in the morning, leaving spells of sunshine through the day. Some well scattered showers as well on Wednesday. Highest temperatures 8 to 10 degrees Celsius in a light to moderate west or southwest variable breeze. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Main stories in brief this evening. The 3-school campus project in Buncrana has received initial project approval. That's an important next step in the project's progress. It means a design team can now be appointed. However, local councillor and ETB member Rena Donaghy told Highland Radio News this evening it will still take a number of years before the project comes to fruition. A security alert at Fawn Street in Derry has ended. The PSNI confirmed this afternoon the streets reopened. All residents have returned home. Meanwhile, a 6th arrest has been made in the city by detectives investigating the murder of journalist Lira McKee in April 2019. The 26-year-old man was detained this afternoon and brought to the serious crime suites at Musgrave Police Station in Belfast, joining 5 others that were arrested earlier. And the government's taking in 500 additional Ukrainian refugees from Moldova. There are the headlines. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 15th of March. The death has taken place of Sean McGee, Largan Rea, Downings. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral on Thursday to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Mairead McVeigh, née Logue, 91, Ballykelly Road, Limavady, County Derry, formerly of Maharard, Burnfoot, Donegal. Funeral from her home on Thursday morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Limavady. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed live via the church webcam. The death has taken place in her 100th year of Margaret Friel, née McAteer, Gorton Atra, Kerry Keel. Margaret's remains will repose at her late residence from 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 10:30 in St. Columbus Church Massmount, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the St. Mary's Farlavalti and St. Columbus Massmount Facebook page. Family Fares Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McAteer funeral directors. The death has taken place of Joan Adeline Mooney, née McKinley. Funeral leaving her late home at Borough House, Burt, tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, followed by a service of thanksgiving for her life in All Saints Parish Church, Newton Cunningham at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family fares only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to All Saints Parish Church Hall Fund, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Patrick Doherty, Ballykerrigan, Clohan. Patrick's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, followed by interment in Kiltivogue Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of John Doherty, Ballyargus, Redcastle. John's remains are reposing at St. Columbus Church, Drung, Quigley's Point. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. And the death has taken place of Maura O'Donnell, Nae McLaughlin, Craig Nahorna, Carndonna. Funeral tomorrow morning at 11 in Sacred Heart Church, Carndonna, travelling to the church via the mountain road. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. At the family's request, the wake and removal to the church are private, please. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.